Hi, YouTube.
Hey, YouTube.
Back. It's I guess would this be? I guess we can consider this season two of It's 3 a.m.
I guess so. I don't really know how you're doing that, so I'm just along for the ride.
Yeah, I mean, well, we're in season two of It's 2 a.m., so I'm just gonna say this is season two of It's 3 a.m.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, It's 3 a.m. is more of an offshoot anyway. It's just it's like fun things we do that don't fit the normal format.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It fits into, like, the premise of it's 3 a.m.
Yes.
You know, you don't talk about it at 2 a.m., but I guess at 3 a.m.?
You just wait a whole hour.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's, you know, it's not quite time for that subject. Let's wait an hour. Set the timer.
Yeah. I'm not ready to talk about that yet. Give me about an hour.
Yeah.
So we did another episode of Never Seen It, or Haven't Seen That.
Yeah.
I always confuse myself on which, on what it is. It's like my own wording, and I'm like...
Yeah, it's Never Seen It.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Or Haven't Seen It. Whatever.
I don't remember.
I'll figure it out.
We haven't seen these things.
Yes.
I haven't seen these things, honestly, is more accurate.
Yeah, because all of these movies... I've seen, but I haven't seen them in a while, so.
Yeah. And I haven't seen any of these.
Yeah. So, that's really the goal of this, is to make Catherine watch things she hasn't seen.
Which, like, honestly, there's so many options out there. So many.
I know. And the list goes on and on, and I can't wait until we get into the part of my DVD slash movie collection of stuff that I haven't seen.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That I own.
Quite the time.
Because I do have quite a few of those things. And I always seem to buy them on Black Friday.
Well, that's coming up.
It is true. I can't wait.
More DVDs.
I know. I always only spend around, like, maybe 50 bucks and then walk away with a ton of shit.
Nice.
Like, I remember one year I spent, like, maybe $100 at Target, but I was working there at the time. And I literally walked away with, like, a gigantic stack of, like, TV shows on DVD.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's where I got, like, my Gossip Girl and my Supernatural from. Honestly, I think that was, like, around the time that I actually got into Supernatural.
You have all of Supernatural on DVD?
Almost. I think a good bit of the more recent seasons. I think I have up to, like, season 10.
Gotcha. That's, like, up until I've seen of Supernatural.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I think I made it to about season 10, and then I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I need to love myself.
Yeah, I'm actually getting to the point where I'm like, I might rewatch it, because, weirdly enough, I feel like I'm not watching, like, I'm up to date on almost all of my shows, and I feel like I'm not watching anything, and I'm, like, bored, so I'm like...
I've been tempted to go rewatch it again to see if it still holds up, because I haven't seen it since season 10 came out.
Yeah. Well, the first 5 seasons always hold up, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, those are the ones it's been years since I've seen, so I really need to go back and watch those again.
Yeah. I've watched season 2 and 4 the most, probably, but those are my favorite seasons.
Yeah. Those are good ones.
Yeah.
From what I remember of them.
I think it's because those are, like, Sam-centric ones.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of the time, like, especially in the first 5 seasons, like, when it was a Sam-centric storyline, it was a lot more cohesive and interesting. Like, Dean, he's just always emotional.
Yeah. Like, I like Dean as a character, but his actual storylines objectively were not great. Wasn't much to him, I feel like.
Which is funny, because I'm definitely a Dean girl.
Same. I prefer him, but...
I know, it's very weird. It's a very weird complex.
Yeah. You're right. We need to, like, write a paper analyzing this, like, paradox.
Yes.
Break it down.
Interested in Sam's storylines, but way more into Dean.
Yeah, basically.
I think it's because Dean always has to save Sam.
Yeah, something with, like, that dynamic.
Yeah, the damsel in distress dynamic.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so much to unpack with Supernatural in general. But, you know.
I mean, a whole how what season are they on?
14, I think.
Yeah, so a whole 14 seasons to unpack.
Yeah. But anyway, we didn't watch that. So.
No, we didn't.
We're just talking about Supernatural on in, but the movies we did watch were Dude, Where's My Car? How to Plan an Orgy in a Small Town? The Philosophers slash After the Dark, because they decided to change the title at some point, and we'll get into that when we talk about it. And Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Because we're still carrying over some of those spooky films from Halloween. Because it's never a bad time to
Spooky
watch
films
it.
for all times of the year, so.
Exactly. I need more spooky Christmas movies.
Ah, yes. Yes, I agree.
I'm gonna just have to write them. Like maybe that's what my career will be. I'll be like the Hallmark Channel of like spooky Christmas
Oh my God, please. We
movies.
need I want a spooky Christmas Hallmark movie. That's all I want. That's what I want for Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is a spooky Hallmark film.
I'm gonna put it on my Christmas list.
Dear Santa, if you're really out there,
Puts it on my vision board.
vision board.
I should make a vision board just for that.
The secret. The secret is it's never gonna happen.
Yeah.
Well,
that said.
yeah. So we started with Dude, Where's My Car? So let's start there.
Yeah.
Which we definitely started. I put it on the list of things that we're gonna watch because literally, I was just like sitting in my room one day, and then like one of our friends texted me and was just like, "Catherine's never seen Dude, Where's My Car? You have to watch that." And I was like, "What? Okay, I guess I'll look for it because I thought I had a copy of it, but I didn't, so I had to go find it."
Yeah, I got yelled at by three or four people because I haven't seen that movie. And I'm like, you guys need to stop being surprised when I haven't seen things because this happens like every time I hang out with people. And they're like, have you seen this? And I inevitably go, no. And then they get mad at me. I'm like, this shouldn't be a surprise anymore.
Honestly, and the funny thing is, it's like multiple of our friends texted me at that point. It was just like one and then another one, and I was just like, are you all together or something?
Which we were.
Okay, see, I didn't know that, so it was just like very weird. I was like, why am
I
I
mean,
being.
you realize they had also texted you because they were like, you need to text Chad. And I'm like, okay, I will. But
They're like,
I
you're
guess
not doing
they
it.
did not trust me to do it, so.
Yeah, so they both did it, and then I was just like, leave me alone.
Amazing.
But yeah, so, which is funny because I'm like, rewatching Dude, Where's My Car after a long time of not seeing it, I'm like, maybe it's because, like, the smoky haze of being stoned when I was younger when I watched it has, like, faded away, so I'm just like, I don't know if this movie holds up like I remember it.
Yeah, like it was definitely a ride,
Yeah.
but yeah.
It's not bad. Like the thing I like about it is the wacky early 2000s vibe of it, like where
Right.
any and everything will happen.
I was gonna say it was super early 2000s,
Yeah.
like extremely.
Yeah, the
But I
only
also, like, one of my notes of it is that the entire movie just feels like a fever dream.
Yes, I
And that
think I
was
also
all I
wrote that
could
down.
think of the entire movie is I'm like, yeah, this feels exactly like a dream maybe that I've had at some point. Like, where it's just like you have a bunch of things happening and you're like, how are all of these different events happening in this order? What, why, how do they relate to each other? I don't know, but they also do. But like if you try and con like if you try to explain how they connect, it wouldn't make sense, but in your head it makes sense.
Yeah, like I'm actually wondering how the people who wrote this came up with it. Like, I'm sure they were just taking bong rip after bong rip and they were just like writing down anything that
Oh
came to
my God,
mind.
yeah. Like, I mean, the whole thing starts because they can't find their car.
Yeah, which hasn't happened to me before. Like, it's only happened to me like once.
I actually do know people who that has happened to.
But was their car towed? Because that's what happened to me.
No. One of them honestly just couldn't find their car.
Oh, that's sad.
Like, they just didn't remember where they left it.
That's what the panic button's for.
Yeah, I was like, they literally didn't remember, like, what part of the town they left it in. I'm like, how do you do that? Like,
how? Yeah, with me, it was more or less, well, not even more or less, it was literally, my car got towed, and then I had to go find it.
Yeah. My car got, like, moved once. It got, like, towed, but moved to a different spot. And so I wandered around for 15 minutes before I found it.
Moved to a different spot? Like, they moved it into a separate location?
Yeah, they were, like, repaving the parking, and I had accidentally parked literally one spot in of where I was allowed to park by accident, and I came, and my car wasn't there anymore. But I saw them, like, just moving other cars to the nearest parking spots. Because if they'd actually towed every single car away, it would have taken them forever. So they just moved my car to a different spot, and it just took me 15 minutes to find it.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Well, that's not what happened in this movie.
No, not at all.
Honestly, so rewatching it at this point, I had a hard time following what the fuck was going on.
I was actually paying pretty close attention, but if I had not been, like, giving it pretty much most of my attention, I would not have been able to follow what was happening. And even then, again, it was very much in the sense of a fever dream where you're like, supposedly this all connects, but I'm also really confused about how we ended up here.
Yeah. I think the only part for me that still holds up is the part where Ashton Kutcher and Sean William Scott make out in the car.
Oh my god, that was so funny. Yeah, that was probably my favorite part. I forgot about it until you said that.
I mean, that's honestly the only, like, if I never saw this movie ever again, I feel like that might be the only part I really remember.
Yeah.
Although, like, it's very fresh in my mind now, so I'm, like, remembering a lot.
Yeah. Well, now that I'm, like, looking through my notes and stuff, there was one thing I wrote down is the whole running joke of, like the hot space chicks or whatever.
Oh, the hot aliens.
Yeah. So, I wrote down, I'm like, oh, the whole, like, running joke of, say, of them, people referring to them as, oh, hey, guys, and then being like, we're not guys, we're hot chicks.
Yeah.
Like, that exact phrase being said at least 3 or 4 times throughout the entire movie, and I'm like, what a running joke.
Right?
Like, it's so dumb, but it's so, like, fitting for this movie.
We are not guys, we are hot chicks.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're aliens, and they're like, that is not correct.
Yeah. Also, there was a part that I wrote down in the very beginning where they went over to their girlfriends or whatever, but they didn't have the gifts, and their girlfriends literally threw them out the front door, but they went, like, they got thrown, like, a good 20 feet
outside.
And I'm like, how did they have the physical, the upper body strength to just chuck them out the door like that?
Yeah, because, like,
they were fully airborne.
Yeah, what was really funny is Jennifer Garner was one of the girlfriends.
Yeah.
Also, they kept referring to them as twins. But we were both...
They barely look alike.
Yeah, we were both just like, they don't even look like they have the same parents.
They look like distant cousins, perhaps.
Yeah. In which they should have just gone with that, because I'm like, that's way easier to buy.
Yeah.
But I guess they were...
Didn't really make a lot of sense anyways. I'm like, I feel like if they weren't sisters, if they were cousins, or even just, like, friends, nothing would have actually changed about the movie.
Yeah. This is definitely one of those movies that's, like, taken from a male point of view in, like, some of the worst ways.
Yeah.
Because there was that whole, alright, so this is interesting, because this came out in 2000. This is also one of those movies that falls into that weird range of, like, 90s/early 2000s films that were PG-13, but had, like, questionable content within them. Like, they were in a strip club in one of the scenes, and I was just like, okay. But, like, everyone was basically fully clothed, so I was just like, all right, whatever. But then there was that one shot where, like, they did like a wet t-shirt contest, and literally you could see all of the girls' fake boobs through their shirts.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was just like, how did that get past the censor?
Honestly, I don't know.
Because I've seen some like late, like mid to late 90s movies that literally just like they're PG-13 or something, have like full on like full frontal like boobs and stuff. I'm like, how is this PG-13?
Yeah, well, it's like the whole point, it's like in America it's like, oh, if it's PG-13, like nudity and like sexual content is fine, but God forbid someone says the F word or like they don't really care about, like, the F word and violence are the ones that they put higher up, but like they don't really care as much about like sexual content.
I know, which is hilarious, because America's always, especially like, you know, like white Americans, they're always like the first ones to be all like, sex is bad and blah blah blah, we shouldn't be teaching children sex ed, but it's okay if they watch that PG-13 movie with boobs, that's just boys being boys. I'm like, oh, what the like, people are just full of so many contradictions that don't make any sense. I'm just like, you can't even like keep up with your own morality.
Yeah, really.
That was my dog shaking. I don't know.
Just, you know, the, like, sudden flapping noise.
Yeah. I was gonna say, like, you know, like, when dogs, like, just shake or whatever to, like, reset their fur and whatnot. It's just, I don't know. It's very funny. But anyway, also, something that I wrote down a couple of things. Like, I wrote down the pizza boss coming by their house. And, like, that was so weird.
Yeah, I was like, I'm like, what's happening right now?
He came by to yell at them, and he's just like, if you're embezzling pizza from me, I'm like, embezzling pizza.
Can you imagine?
I'm like, how can one embezzle a pizza per se?
I would love to find out.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a perishable, so, I mean, if you don't eat it, it's just going in the trash.
Yeah, basically.
Also, there was that animatronic dog that, like, smoked the weed pipe.
Oh my god. Yeah.
It looked so bad. Like,
yeah.
That looked as bad as the early season Salem from the original Sabrina.
Oh my god, yeah.
Real bad animatronics.
Yeah.
It's like, rear.
Well, we have CGI now.
Yeah. Well, it kind of reminds me of, like, it vaguely reminds me of my childhood with, like, fucking Chuck E. Cheese. Like, those horrific animatronics that they used to have.
God, those were horrifying, honestly.
I know. I kind of want to go into a Chuck E. Cheese now and see what the animatronics look like. Or do they even use them anymore? I think they said they use, like, a digital screen now instead.
Do they? That's weird.
I know. It's weird to us, but, you know, it's probably, like, way more cost-effective, because you don't have to have a mechanic come by and fix the fucking machines.
And probably way less creepy, too.
True. Plus, kids are, like, you know, kind of easily, you know, entertained now. All you have to do is show them, like, a 3D fucking film, and they're just like, ah!
Oh, truly. Well, I remember I babysat once, and all we did was watch Nick Jr. all night, and it was the easiest, like, money I'd ever made. It was great.
Yeah, those fuckers love some bubble guppies.
Truly.
What else do I have down here?
Oh! I have my laptop charger, because my laptop is dying, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I mean, it's understandable. Actually, I'm, like, looking at the battery on mine, and I feel like it's, like, hey,
yeah,
just letting you know.
I'm at, like, 7%, and it's quickly dropping.
I am hemorrhaging battery.
Basically, my computer doesn't like me ever since I started playing Sims on it. It's basically like, you know what? I can't function anymore. Just so you know.
I literally saw a post on Tumblr the other day, or yesterday. Well, I think it was probably the other day at this point, because I forget what day it is. But it was so fucking funny. They were talking about, like, I made, like, an evil sim, and also, it's like,
yes, someone sent that to me. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So funny. They're like, her house looks like a Taco Bell. They're like, her house is a Taco Bell.
Now I just like am wanting to make a Taco Bell on Sims. I'm gonna do it.
I just want to make a house.
The evil Sim who lives there.
I think I'm just going to end up making, like, I just want to make a bunch of, like, real-world houses on Sims.
Oh my god, please do.
And then I'm just going to make them all evil and see what happens.
Oh my god. Please do it.
I can't wait. I feel like I'm going to have a lot of fun just playing with The Sims, but I always do. I mean, yeah. I'll keep it.
Well, they have Get Famous out now.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah. I'll keep everyone posted on what happens to my, what happens on my Sim adventures.
Great.
But
make the third spinoff.
Yeah. But I did have, like, one note, this was the first thing I wrote down when we, from watching Dude, Where's My Car, which is, we've been going out for a year and haven't had sex.
Yes.
I was like,
I remember that now.
This is the weird contradictions that are, like, movies from that era, which is, like, the wholesome yet non-wholesomeness of it.
It's, yeah.
They're all like, oh, we're, like, raunchy and silly and stuff, but, you know, we're still virgins, or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck?
Truly, though.
I'm like, exactly. I'm supposed to believe that these grown, because they're not, like, teenagers or something. I think they're supposed to be in their 20s. They never.
Yeah, I think they're supposed to be young adults.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to believe that they've been going out for a year and haven't had sex. I'm like, bull. I call bullshit on that.
Truly, yeah.
Because if they didn't, those guys would have cheated at some point.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, clearly they're motivated, which you saw throughout the movie.
Yeah, because when those alien hot chicks were all like, we'll give you oral pleasure, they're all like, okay!
Yeah. Truly.
Which was weird. Which is weird, because they kept saying that.
One of the quotes that I wrote down is, I'm sensing something very Canadian about this place. And I don't remember which place this quote is referencing.
I don't either.
What I would like to know is, what does that mean to walk into a place and say, I'm sensing something Canadian?
I think it was when they were outside of that fucking ostrich sanctuary or whatever.
Maybe. But, like, why Canadian?
Who knows? Maybe.
I also wrote down the quote, is it red? No. Then it's not a barn.
Yeah.
Just fuzz logic.
I don't know. I think, I want to say it has something to do with, like, serial killers or something.
Maybe, yeah.
Like, I want to say there's supposed to be some weird correlation between, like, Canada and serial killers and, like, bunker-type looking places. I don't know. I'll have to research this. I saw it in something. I saw it in something, and I forget what it was about.
Yeah. I'm so curious, so.
But yeah. Well, like, overall, what was your impression of Dude, Where's My Car? Like, what would you rate this?
Oh, God. I didn't write any ratings down. This is bad.
I didn't either, so I'm just going off the top of my head from what I remember.
I want to say about, like, a 6 out of 10. It was fun, and I feel like it's a very popular, like, premise of, like, trying to figure out what the hell they did.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't think it aged super well.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, originally I think I probably would have given it a 6, but now, watching it at this stage in my life, I would definitely give it, like, a 4.
Yeah.
Because it did not age well. It had, like, some really unsavory trans jokes.
Yeah.
Which they tried to salvage it at some point, because they were all, like, helping her find the money to, like, that they were helping.
Yeah.
Like, they were trying to help her find the money that she stole to, like, get her operation so that she could become, like, a full, whatever, I don't even know how you categorize it. So she can get her operation.
Yeah.
And she was also dating, like, I guess it was a trans man?
I don't even know anymore. It was, yeah, that whole thing was very confusing and not handled well.
Yeah.
It was also the early 2000s, so I'm like,
yeah.
While I do not support it, I also get it.
Yeah.
Early 2000s were not known for their progressiveness.
Yeah. Well, they tried. I guess they get points for trying, per se. I don't know.
I guess. Did they try? They tried a little bit.
Yeah, I'm like, I can't speak on these issues. I would have to phone a trans friend.
Yeah, same.
But anyway, let's move over to The Philosophers / After the Dark.
Yes. So, this was very different from Dude, Where's My Car?
Absolutely, because this was a drama. I think this was the only drama that we watched.
Quite a change.
Sorry, I like doing this with this pause. It's very funny. It's like flappity flap.
Yeah, it's very entertaining to watch.
So this movie was originally called The Philosophers, but at some point I guess they decided that After the Dark was a better title, and I'm like, no. Because it makes it sound like a weird thriller.
Seeing the whole thing, I'm trying to figure out where After the Dark came from.
I'm guessing they were like After the Dark of like, you know, the dark. I don't even know.
Yeah, like I'm trying to rationalize it, and I'm like, I don't know where they got that title from. I don't necessarily think The Philosophers is an amazing title that pulls my interest, but it at least makes sense.
Yeah, it's way truer to premise.
Right.
They, like, basically changed it after they did, like, the festival circuit.
Ah, I see.
So, basically for distribution, and I'm like, terrible idea.
Trying to make it more marketable to the general public, I guess? I don't know.
Again, stupid, because The Philosophers is way more true to premise.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's literally about a philosophy class going, like, cycling through scenarios.
That was some intense role-playing.
I know, that was the weirdest part.
Like, one of my notes, one of the four things I wrote down about this movie is the role-playing in this class is crazy.
Yeah, because, like, we see, like, they knew, when they put together this movie, they knew that, like, sitting around and watching a class, like,
discuss philosophy. Yeah,
wasn't going to be interesting, so they, like, portrayed it through visuals.
Yeah.
And it's just funny because there are certain, like, parts where they, like, have sex, and it's just like, how did they do this in class where they just, like...
Like, what I really want of this movie is I do kind of want a version where you just see them sitting in class, like, role-playing, because I think that would be so funny to see certain parts. I don't know if I could sit through the whole thing, but I just really want to know what it would look like.
Yeah. I really want to know what them cycling through the sex part looked like.
Especially when she fucked the teacher.
Exactly. Right?
Like.
Also the part where the Alright, so this teacher literally was just the most chaotic, evil teacher ever.
Oh my god, absolutely. He doesn't like poetry.
Yeah.
Poetry.
Because, like, they all of the kids in this class basically drew, like, lots, and in their thing it said, like, what their profession was and stuff like that. And this one kid he was a poet, and every single time he was just like, I'm a poet. He got shot in the head.
Right, and, like, everyone else would say, like, their career, and then would say, like, oh, this is helpful because of this, blah, blah, blah. But literally, the second he finishes saying the word poet, he is shot dead.
And he's just like,
he's done.
He's like, I'm a poet. And he's like, bang.
He's like, we don't need poets here. But yeah. Then, like, he's with, like, an opera singer, and it's like, I'm not seeing the difference here.
Yeah. What's really funny is the, especially towards the end where our homegirl was just like, oh, we're going to figure out who we're going to use. And then she basically chose all the artsy people, and he was just like, I'm going to just deduct points from your final grade, and I'm just like, you can't do that.
He's the most petty professor I've ever seen. And, like, there was also the first scenario where basically, like, they decided to leave him even though he was the wild card, so they didn't know what he had to, like, contribute.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, they close the door and he shows, like, oh, I'm the only one who knows the code to get out. Like, he wrote it as he was dying. It's like, he literally could have written the code, so this is straight up him just being petty.
Yeah. He
I'm
was
like,
just.
how is that ethical, him doing that? Clearly, he's not a very ethical person.
No, he was fucking Peppermint Petty.
Yeah, truly.
Throughout the whole movie, he was just the absolute worst. Like, I think he was just supposed to be the villain of the movie.
That's what he felt like. I'm like, I feel like he's really the one who's just in everyone's way. Like, he's supposed to be teaching philosophy, but he's really just fucking shit up.
Yeah. Ah! Sorry, I accidentally hit something in my room. But anyway, no, that's really funny because... It's funny because I'm like, that's actually fairly accurate because there are just certain professors / teachers I've had in my life who are definitely the villain of my story.
Oh my god, really?
It's like, you're evil.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's had that professor who's like, at minimum, low-key petty.
Yeah.
But he was a true petty.
Oh my god, that was weird. You just, like, glitched a whole lot. You was like, eee!
Great.
It's fine. But he totally was. I really don't get why he... Well, at the end, I do get why he was like that. But at the same time, it's just like... I like how that one girl was just all like, I'm not gonna have fond memories of our last class together. And I'm just like... when she said that, I was just like, okay.
No, I feel like I'd be that student who would, like, purposely try and get killed off so I can just chill for the rest of the class.
Yeah. This is like, what happens? I choke on a grape.
Yeah. I mean, me role-playing, honestly.
I get... You're basically... Everyone else is playing that game. You're playing Oregon Trail. You're like, yeah. I die of dysentery.
Exactly. I love Oregon Trail. That's my life.
I have an actual game of that. It's pretty fun. Like, it seems like it wouldn't be fun. Like, it's because it's like a physical, like, board game, kind of. But it's like with cards. It's actually a lot of fun. Especially if you can actually make it to Wyoming.
Oh, okay. Because
it's very hard to make it all the way there.
I feel like it is in the original game, too.
Oh, yeah.
That or I was just really bad at it, which is also very possible.
Basically, you need a full party. Like, you need as many people as it allows you to have, you need that many people, which I think is 8. Mm. So you need a full 8 to at least get one person all the way there.
Oh, my God.
Because I played it with some classmates of mine, and it's what's really funny is definitely, like, right as soon as we started playing, someone immediately died. It was just like, you die of a snake bite. It's just like, well.
That's the most Oregon Trail thing, though. dies immediately. I mean, that would be me in these scenarios in The Philosophers.
Like, oh, okay. I thought you were going to say trying to make a network.
No, it'd be like, while everyone's trying to decide who dies or not, I would, like, trip or something and die.
Yeah, it's like, falls off cliff.
Yeah.
Gets mauled by dog. But yeah, I can't. I'm trying to remember, because I don't have a lot of notes on here. The only note I actually have is chaotic evil professor.
Yeah, I have... Well, one of the things I wrote down is, like... So, already our volume was kind of... Like, this movie was quieter than the other ones we were watching, so it was already kind of harder to hear.
Yeah.
And then that main girl... I don't remember her name. I don't remember anyone's name. But she had this really, like, breathy voice.
Oh, yeah. She was all like...
Exactly. I understood so little of what she said. Half of the movie, I'm just like, I'm getting about a third of the words that are coming out of her mouth.
Yeah. I'm just remembering that, like, because her boyfriend was in the class, but his character was, like, a farmer, but he was gay.
Yes.
And I just remember the part where she, like, walked in on him and this other dude having sex.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because I'm just, like, that was the part where I was just, like, really, like, I want to know what the role play in the class was like. Because I'm just, like, were they just, like, we're having sex. I'm looking deep into his eyes. And then it's just, like, and then I walk in the door.
Also, that room in general, where it's like there are massage tables and a day bed, which is actually just, if you have sex, do it on this bed. In the middle of this room that anyone can access at any time. I'm like, but it was a very popular bed, you know?
Yeah, it literally...
People were really having a great time with that bed and each other.
Yeah, I remember we were discussing this when we were watching it. We were like, this literally looks like a ritualistic sex bed.
It does. It really does, yeah. It's like something I might see on, like, Handmaid's Tale.
Right? Honestly, if they would have just made it, like, a cult scenario, then I would have been like, oh, this would have been really interesting.
Oh, I would have been so here for it.
Now I'm into that concept.
Yeah.
But like, anyway.
I don't know how spoilery we get, but one of the notes I have... Are we getting spoilery for it?
I mean, go ahead. I feel like... This movie is, like, so obscure, I don't know if people are gonna actually watch it. And if you do, you should really just watch it for, like, the actual scenarios, because it's very interesting to watch all this shit play out.
If you want to watch it and you don't want it spoiled, just, like, skip ahead 30 seconds in this podcast. But, like, the part where he just, like, kills himself in the end?
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say, that'd be really funny if they, like, skip ahead, like, 30 seconds, and then, like, they skip 30 seconds, and it's just like, and then he shot himself. Well, that's the funniest.
Like, I'm trying to figure out, wait, why? What was his motivation? Did I miss that part?
Okay. So I remember what it was, but it's really funny because, like, I'm just thinking about, like, the way that they handled it, because they made it seem almost as if he didn't, like, they were going back and forth on whether or not it's the way that they presented it as if he, like, did or did not do it. It's like, did he fucking kill himself, or did he just decide not to do it? Because they had that one shot of him, like, walking down this, like, walking with his bag down some stairs, like, leaving, basically, like, leaving the school. And then the other one was, like, him in his office, and he shot himself. So I'm like, well, which one happened?
Yeah, like, I got really confused. So that, I did not like the ending. This is one of those movies where I'm like, why did it end like that? Like, honestly, once they finished the scenario, that last scenario, I would have been happy if it just ended there.
Yeah.
Anything that happened after that, I'm like, I don't need it. It just confused me.
This was just one of those movies where they tried to get too artsy with it.
Right. I agree. I think they were trying to go a little too hard, and I think they should have just stuck with the scenario and the whole thing of, like, what's... Like, ethically, in this situation, like, what would you do?
Yeah. I do want to know what their budget was, because the cinematography and the scenes were, like, super dope.
Yeah. Also, that location that they had the classroom in. Where was that?
Yeah.
It was beautiful, but I'm like, who the hell has a class in here?
Yeah, because you were all like, this is too fancy, and I was like, no, I think this is supposed to be, like, one of those fancy private... Like,
I know it's a fancy private school, but that's crazy, even for a fancy private school. I'm like...
This is too fancy.
Yeah, I call bullshit.
Sorry, I also have to get my charger. My computer is dying.
Gotcha.
She is dying. But, yeah, so here, I'll just go ahead and quickly explain the end. So if you don't want to be spoiled, like, skip ahead a little bit. So... Basically, what it was, like, his motivation for it was, it was kind of like one of those things where it's like, oh, I can't have the girl I want, so he's like, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. Like, it's really stupid.
So dumb.
It's literally just one of those petty, like, white dude things.
Yeah, so it just supports my claim that he's the most petty professor ever.
Yeah.
My student isn't in love with me. I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah, after he definitely super unethically had sex with one of his students. Well, not even had sex, had a full-on relationship with one of his students who was probably underage. And then...
And also, like, threatened her, saying that if she walked out, he would, like, lower her grade or some shit.
Yeah, he was just like, if you leave my class, I'll fail you. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Fucking dumb. I'm like, you need to chill.
White dudes with power.
Really, though? Is that not what this movie is actually about?
White dudes and their abuse of power.
I feel like you could write a paper about that. based off on this movie, just white men in power.
My philosophy dissertation. So yeah, what would you rate this one?
I mean, I'm gonna say like a 4 out of 10. I really like the concept and stuff, but again, I did not like the ending. I thought it was dumb. And also it just, yeah, it was a little pretentious at points. But I think they just tried, like you said, I think they tried to do too much with it, and that's what kind of made it feel pretentious, because I think the whole, like, the concept and the premise is really cool, and I liked the scenarios. Just, at the end there, they totally lost me. And, like, that's how you want to end it on a good note, because that's one of the things that people are going to remember the most.
Yeah. I would say, like, a 5.5. The half point comes, because I was going to give it a 6, but the half point comes off because of the ending.
Yeah. It was just, they totally lost me. I'm like, nah.
Yeah. They just went out of their way at the very, very end.
Yeah.
That's one of those things where it's like, you should think about that when you're doing, like, the editing at the very end of the movie. You're just like, does this drag? Because it kind of does drag, like, a bit. Like, the last 15 minutes, it felt like it was dragging.
Yeah, I agree.
I felt like a corpse.
The thing with, like, saying the results of the scenario or whatever, I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm, like, mentally, like, all right, this is when the movie ends. And then it just kept going.
Yeah. You just, like, mentally check out, and then it just keeps going on.
Right. And so that, I think that's part of the reason I got so confused when that ending happened, because I'm like, I had already mentally, like, checked out. I was rolling the credits in my mind, you know.
Credits were already rolled. We were wrapped. I was at the wrap party.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Okay, so let's move on to how to plan an orgy in a small town.
Great.
Which is a very long title.
Quotes from this.
Yeah,
nothing else.
I have, like, a couple notes, but I think I only have one quote.
Okay, well, I got you on the quotes, then.
Yeah, because the only quote I wrote down was, you don't get to be a prude and the town slut.
Yeah. That was a good one.
To which I respond, I can have it all.
Yeah. So good.
This is a comedy. This is one of those movies where, well, I didn't know. I picked out like 3 movies and I was just like, you could pick the last one. But I think I gave you too many options and you were just like,
I get scared. Well, especially because the issue with when you do that and I'm scrolling through your database is that you have a lot of movies on there. And pretty much every single one on there that I've seen, or either one, every single one on there that I've heard of is one that I've seen.
Yeah.
And so, of the ones I've never heard of, it's tricky because I never know what I'm getting into because you have such a strange variety of things.
Oh, yeah, they're all over the place.
I don't know where to start if I haven't heard of it, so that was my issue.
Yeah.
But this title pulled me in.
Yeah, because you asked me about it last time we were going through my thing. You were just like, what is that? And I was just like, oh, it's a comedy. It's not porn.
Again, you have some weird stuff, so it was a valid question.
I mean, I do have a movie in my database called Hentai Kaiman 2, so you would think, but that's actually just like a weird action. It's like a weird Japanese action movie, which is like, it's kind of hypersexualized, but it's not like, it's not like porn. It's just like weirdly hypersexualized.
Amazing.
Yeah. But at one day I will watch it. I don't know if you want to watch it with me, but one day I will watch it.
You know what? I mean, at this point, I'm down for anything. So.
I also have like a musical in there that we definitely have to watch because you're my friend who likes musicals.
I love musicals.
True. So.
Musicals are great.
I love them. So, anyway, back to this movie, because we keep getting off topic.
Yeah, what else is new?
I'm off topic, but I'm on brand.
That should be the slogan.
Honestly, I'm definitely gonna put that up. That's our new slogan. Off topic, but on brand.
I love it.
Maybe that'll be our shirts.
Yes, merch.
Woo! So, I kind of want to know, like, your thoughts on this, because this is another one of those ones that I've seen before, and I think this one was from, like, it was definitely from this decade. It's, like, maybe 4 or 5 years old, something like that. So, it's not, like, super old. It's an indie movie, obviously, but it's shot very well.
Yeah. I think my film brain, the one that, like, knows things, is looking at it. I'm like, oh, it's not that great. But I'm like, my average person brain overall had a really good time. I thought it was fun. I was invested throughout pretty much the whole thing. I thought the characters were mostly interesting.
Yeah.
But it didn't blow me away by any means.
True. I think the part that annoyed me the most out of the movie was just, like, the amount of times that they kind of plan this orgy, but it never, like, actually like, it doesn't happen. Because it doesn't like, the orgy thing doesn't happen until, like, basically the end.
Yeah. But so I almost wish there had been more on that.
Yeah.
But I do think, though, compared to the two we'd watched before it, I liked it more than the previous two.
I can agree. Okay. That's interesting. I'm like, I agree, but...
So I think also part of the reason I was into it was, like, especially after The Philosophers, I was like, this is kind of what I want right now.
Like something funny.
Yeah. So, especially after that ending where I'm like, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, made me laugh.
Yeah, so there was just, like... This movie is so interesting in its structure because it's, like, it's... Watching it, it feels like it's one of those movies where the cast seems like, when they originally wrote it, there were supposed to be more people, but they probably couldn't afford the amount of people that they needed.
Yeah.
So they boiled it down.
It's a small town, but, like, no one's here.
Yeah. It's like, I get that this is a small town, but it's like, it seems like there's only, like, 10 people in this town. Yeah.
They could only afford 10 extras, so...
Yeah. One of which is the mayor.
Yeah, exactly. Who, like, didn't come in until the very end.
Yeah, they just, like, offhandedly mention him towards the beginning where the white guy is like, yeah, our mayor is a Paki. And he wasn't even Pakistani. He was Indian.
I know, that was so bad. Small towns, am I right, ladies?
Yeah, but that's the funnier part. He got elected to be the mayor of the small town. They have no idea who he is. They're like, oh yeah, he's Pakistani. He's like, I'm Indian. It's like, do you even know who you voted for? So really, I think that was a good commentary on the American voting system.
I agree. I love it. Uneducated voting is bad.
Exactly. Which is basically just middle America.
Yeah, really. I want to know how that mayor specifically ended up in that town.
Very good question.
Because he seems to be extremely open-minded. So I'm like, how did you end up here and where have you been hiding this whole time?
Oh, yeah. Like, my favorite line that he said was just like, oh, is this like a BYOAB situation? You're like, bring your own anal beads.
Yeah, that was one of my quotes, was BYOAB, bring your own anal beads.
That was so funny.
Yeah, he just threw that out so quick. It was great.
I know. And now I'm wondering, like, when I'll ever hear that phrase ever again. And if I do, how will I feel?
My favorite quote that I wrote down was, you just run off with your vagina.
As if you're supposed to leave it on the nightstand, you're just like...
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what does that even mean? But I love it, and, like, I want to use it, but I don't know in what circumstance I could ever use that.
You just yell at somebody, you just run off with your vagina.
Like, it's the kind of joke that I'll be sitting in my car by myself, and I'm, like, gonna make the joke to myself and be like, haha, I'm funny. But, like, no.
I feel like it's one of those things that you'll have to like wait until you have kids in the future and they're like a teenager and then you'll finally be able to bust it out. They're like, leave. You're like, go on, you just run off with your vagina.
This is a quote specifically designed for parents to embarrass their children.
Basically.
Designed. Yes.
Specifically.
I also wrote down the quote when they were, so when that random couple joined the orgy because the chick was super pregnant and they were like, we need to try and get the baby out.
Yeah.
And so I wrote down the quote, help the baby meet everyone. And then the person just replied, I don't think I'm qualified for that. That one really tickled me.
Yeah. Also the husband who was just all like, I've been having sex with her nonstop.
I'm so tired.
Yeah.
And they were trying to get him to join. And he's like, even if I wanted to, I couldn't.
That was just so awkward. Especially since she was just all like, oh, yeah. Like, she was just, like, super horny, and it's just, like...
And it was funny, because the dude was, like, so, like, did not care. He was like, I just want this baby out, and I don't care about anything else.
Yeah, my whole thing was, I was just like, why don't y'all just go to the fucking hospital so she can induce labor?
Well, they said they were like, oh, we're trying to do a natural birth. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, at this point, like... You need to just, like, go to the hospital.
Yeah, really.
It's like, you've passed gestation. Yeah. It's like, you've passed gestation. This is, like, you're going to extremes. You're literally joining an orgy to try and get a baby out.
So wild.
How do you explain that to your baby?
No, I also love that. So, I think it was that particular orgy, too, where the main character, again, forgot her name, been too long, the main character, and she was, like, taking notes on the things that were happening, and you saw her notebook, and all it said was fishing license, papaya, pregnant chick, ?
Yeah.
And those are all of her notes, and I'm like, how do you write an article based off of that?
Well, no, she was trying to write a book. That was her thing.
Okay, the book, right.
Because she had, like, a weekly column, and her column was so popular that they basically had optioned her for a book. But she didn't have any idea what she was going to write this book about.
Right.
So it was one of those scenarios where the author was just like, I've already gotten the money, I've already spent it, and I have no idea what I'm going to write this book about.
I just love that, like, those were her only notes of what was happening was just these words.
Yeah. Which is funny because I was just like, honestly, this is like gold for writing a book. Like,
oh my god, honestly, it's so good. I'm like, how is she still not super inspired after this? Because
no, because like, that was the funniest part when she was at the fucking train station and was all like, I'm leaving, and she was like talking on the phone to her friend. She was just like, what am I supposed to write a book about? How, like, basically my life on how a virgin tries to like plan an orgy, but she can't because she doesn't know how to have, like, what to do with sex. So she's like, actually, that's a really good idea for a book. I'm like, yeah, bitch, have you been paying attention to your life?
She really hasn't. Become more self-aware.
Exactly. I was like, dude, your entire life already is, like, great fodder for a book. I'm like, your mom was a huge bitch.
Yeah.
She went home to get, like, to... That was, like, one of the funniest things in the movie. She, like, went home to, like, basically bury her mom, and they were like reading the will, and it was like, yeah, she left literally all of her assets to build a new library for this town, and any like residual funds that she gets are going to go into this library.
Right. And you can live in the house, but if you ever sell it, that money also goes to the library. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I was just like, your mom was a huge bitch.
Truly.
I would have, like, burned all of her stuff.
That would have been great. A ritualistic burning.
Yeah. Just to cleanse the spirits, and then sage the house to make sure her ghost isn't around.
My god, honestly.
But the other notes I have down here were, that guy...
She didn't sell her stuff on eBay, because her mom was famous.
Oh, true.
Loophole!
Exactly, it's like, ha-ha, can't catch me now! Because that town apparently didn't have high-speed internet. They only had DSL.
Exactly.
Because...
How do you live? How do you live like that?
I don't know. They said they voted down DSL, and I was just, or high speed internet, because it was supposed to, they didn't want easy access to pornography, and I'm just like, excuse me?
So instead, they waited, or they had to wait longer for pornography.
Yeah, so they just live in the fucking dark ages, basically.
Which it definitely shows one of the characters doing is like masturbating, and he's like trying to pull up porn, but the page is loading.
It's like very slowly.
Yeah.
Also, I was just like, does he not have a house? Because he was like doing it in his record shop and like the
It
front
never
door.
showed him in a house or anything like that. And yeah, I don't think he ever mentioned one either.
Yeah, I'm just like, do you live in this record store? Like, do you sleep on the floor?
I mean, what we learned about him during the movie, I wouldn't be surprised if like he does. Like he seems the type to like, yeah, I'll just sleep here, it's fine.
Yeah, honestly. Ugh. Oh, but the other note I have written down here was Spencer laying around naked. Like
Which
that.
one was Spencer?
He was that.
The older guy?
Yeah. The
Yeah.
older real estate agent dude who was literally. Like, they invited him to this orgy, and every time he was there, he was just lying around naked.
He was so comfortable.
Yeah.
And not like in the same way of the mayor, where he's like, I'm just down for anything. It was just more of a like, I'm just chilling here naked, you just let me know what we're doing.
Yeah, it's like if we're gonna do stuff, that's cool, but I'm gonna just lounge around naked.
Yeah.
It was very strange.
It was, yeah.
But at the same time, it's like that seems very true to orgy behavior.
Yeah, really.
Anyway, yeah, I thought this movie was. Especially rewatching it after a while of having seen it, of having not seen it in a while, it was kind of still as funny as I remembered it. I mean, my rating for it would definitely be somewhere around like a five.
Yeah. I want to say I'd also give it like a six. Six feels right.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, but I'm like, it wasn't amazing. And I think if I were to like rewatch it, I wouldn't, especially like if I were to rewatch it like in a shorter period of time, I wouldn't enjoy it as much.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the ride while it was there, so.
I think I would have definitely rewritten some of the parts because I feel like while it had drama, I feel like the drama, it didn't like build.
Yeah, I agree.
It was like one of those things where it's like like that whole moment within every movie where they're like angry, or they get like angry and explosive and like yell at each other. It's
Right.
like, yeah, I could see that as a natural progression, but it's like the way that it didn't build throughout the movie, where it's like certain scene, like I would say like a good half of the movie, it felt like they were kind of building to something, but it was way more like underneath everything else.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's like, well, because of the structure, or because of the nature of this film, you can afford to be a little bit more over the top.
Right.
But whatever. Like, they got the movie made.
Yeah.
And the
They
main.
sure did that.
Yeah, and the main actress is actually a pretty well-known actress. She's been acting ever since she was like a child.
Wow.
Yeah, I think she was in like a TV show I used to watch when I was a kid. I think it was called like Space Cases or something. I don't know. I'll have to look that up. It's one of those things that I like forget about a lot, but then like when I remember, I'm always just like, God, what was the name of that? And then I always look it up and I figure out what it is, but I never write it down so I don't forget ever again.
Yeah.
Which is stupid. I'm a dumb bitch. But anyway, let's move on to Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, which was the last one we watched.
I have the most notes on this one, and almost all of them are quotes.
It's a very quotable movie.
Yeah, like there's but it's like not even a lot of like full sentences. It's just like certain like phrases or like words.
Certain words.
Well, like for example, one of the things I wrote down was standing ovulation.
I don't
Like, I don't
remember.
remember most of these things being said, but it was really fun to look back.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't remember the context of why she said that.
No, neither do I. It was probably when she was doing her show and she just like said it.
Oh.
That's my guess anyways, but I don't know.
Yeah. Because, I mean, this movie was like 1986, so I'm like gonna say this probably came out around the height of Elvira's fame, because I mean she was doing that, like, at the beginning of the movie they show like her being like a host for like B movies and whatnot, which was what she was originally known for, and then she became so popular because like due to that she kind of just became like an icon in and of herself.
Right.
And then got a movie out of it.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it.
you too can do it, kids.
Oh my God. A success story for the ages.
Really. Honestly, it's like how those it's kind of like how those kids started off on YouTube and then end up like other places, like the Tyler Oakley and Grace Helbig and whatnot.
Yeah.
It does make me sad that I don't think that there's like a black person equivalent.
Yeah, I mean racism in America.
Racism on the internet.
Yeah, that too.
That as well.
Yeah, no, I can't really think of anyone who's. Yeah.
I didn't write very many notes on here. I like how one of them was just the 80s. That's one of my notes, the 80s.
The first thing I wrote was just the word zingers because there are so many good quotes.
Oh, true.
Like, I think specifically I said zingers to refer to like the way that she re like responds when people say things that are rude. She's really there for the clapbacks.
Oh yeah, she's like clap like this whole
Yeah.
movie, she's just clapback queen.
Yeah, and I think that's what I meant by zingers was like, she's really just coming
Fired
back
away.
at them. So good.
Also I'm remembering that part where she tore off that one lady's fake boobs.
Oh my God.
They were like stuffed and padded
That's so good.
boobs. 'Cause I remember thinking like I was like, why are her bo like that one lady who was like, I think she was a waitress or something. I was like, why are her boobs so like big? They look like unnatural.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But Elvira, I like when Elvira was when she thought she was gonna die, she was just like, I'm not, I wasn't just let them know that I wasn't just a great pet, like a great rack. I was also a nice pair of legs.
The best words to go out on, honestly.
Right.
No, I have one thing my last quote that I wrote down, I don't remember which part it's from, but in quotes it says, any last words, and then just one, and then just screams.
Screams. Did you scream help?
I don't know. I just heard screaming, and I'm like, same.
There's so much in this movie that's like great. What's really funny is like the it definitely embodies a lot of that 80s nostalgia with like the whole like youth versus the older people
Yeah,
trope, because like in the town all the older people are like curmudgeony and all like, we don't like fun.
they're all Mormons.
Basically, because I swear at some point they literally just say, like, we don't like fun.
No fun here in this neighborhood.
Sorry, we're not doing any fun. But the funniest part of it is, like, there's all that stuff going on, and then there's this whole, like, supernatural undertone.
Yeah. And I love that. I love that about it.
Yeah, it just comes, like, almost out of nowhere.
I also love that she named the dog Gonk.
Yeah.
Like,
Because she was all like, because I think the dog's name was Algonquin or something, and she was just like, no, that's too long.
she names him gonk.
Yeah, she's like, I don't like that.
I'm like, I feel like there's so many other names you could have come up with before gonk, but here we are.
Yeah, and then he was also just, like, a perfectly manicured poodle, and she was just like, no, I don't like that, and then made him, like, punk and shit.
Oh, which character was Bob?
Oh, Bob was the big, muscly dude who owned the movie theater.
Okay. I thought so, but I wasn't sure, because one of my notes just says, Bob is gay, lol, and I'm like, which one is Bob?
Yeah, I also wrote that, but I wrote Bob's a homo. Yeah. So I like how we wrote the same thing, but in different styles. Bob is gay, lol, Bob's a homo.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can't watch that movie and be like, yeah, that's a straight man. Like, that doesn't...
He did not come off like that.
No, not at all. Not at all. Like, if that's what they were going for, they ultimately failed.
I think they were trying to make him just, like, this shy, attractive guy who, like, didn't realize that he was attractive or something, but I'm just like, no, he came off as more like he was afraid of Elvira because she had a vagina.
Yeah.
Like, she was hitting on him and he was just like, ah, ha, 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 like, nervous gay sweats.
Yeah. Gay fear.
Yeah. Which, I get it. Again, the 80s, so I don't think they could have let him be a gay character. So instead, he ended up with her in the end.
I love the part where it had a baby, Elvira, and she had the exact same makeup. And they put that makeup on that baby, and it was terrifying.
I just love the fact that someone actually was just like, all right, I'm going to do this baby's makeup and then put it in a wig.
Like, it was so wild. I'm like, I'm so glad that she literally came out the womb like that.
I want to know where that baby is today. Like, I want
to,
like...
I need to, where are they now?
Yeah, because I feel like that would be, like, such a great claim to fame. It's just like, oh, I was baby Elvira in the 1986 classic, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
I need to hunt them down. Well, someone found, like, the baby who's on, like, the Nirvana cover, album cover.
Yeah.
Someone found that baby, and they're like, it's really embarrassing.
That is funny. I was gonna say, what, like, I feel like that's, like, a really interesting fact that you could always pull out on a first date, though.
Yeah, really. Well, I think, like, if I remember correctly, I think, like, in the album cover, like, you see the baby's private parts or something, and I think that's why he's like, I'm naked as a child on an album cover.
But yeah.
I could be wrong. It's been a minute since I've seen that album cover.
It's true. I don't remember why. Well, I'm not gonna say I don't remember, because I don't think I ever looked it up to figure out why they chose that specific imagery, but
yeah, it was an odd choice.
Yeah. So, you know, choices.
Yep.
It was the 90s. Everything was way more liberal, I guess.
Oh, I also wrote down that I love the editing when she's dancing on stage to She's a Maniac.
Oh, yeah. It was really funny because there were certain, like, shots where you're like, you could tell that wasn't her.
Yeah, exactly.
I just love when she did the backflips.
Oh my god, yes, that was amazing.
Because they used the same shot twice, it was really funny.
It was so good, I loved it. That was probably one of my favorite scenes. It was a really great time.
I love when people don't have enough coverage and use the same shot.
Yes.
I think
that... You mean Grizzly Rage?
Yeah. Well, honestly, sometimes that makes it funnier.
Yeah.
It just depends. This is a good example of it being used correctly and it being funny.
Right, right. Grizzly Rage was not. That's a very poor example.
Yeah, that was more like they just didn't know what they were doing.
No.
With their $2 million.
Who got hired on that? I need to know.
I'm still upset by that. But, yeah, like, Elvira's just, like, a really fun time, especially for, because I will say that I'm not a huge fan of a lot of 80s movies, because I find that a lot of them are I don't want to say inadvertently racist because they feel like almost blatantly so.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of like unsavory content in certain ones. Cough, cough, John Hughes films.
Oh my God.
But you know, this is definitely one of those ones that I think is like fun. It's very campy. It's
Yeah.
definitely very campy.
I
It's
love the campy stuff, so.
true. I do too, because I mean, I love Hairspray, but
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know. I can't think of any other like really campy movies that I enjoy like that. Because I think sometimes it's because it's hard. There are certain things that I'll see it now, like, no, I'm like, oh, that's really camp. But then there's other things where I'm like, I'm not sure if that qualifies or not.
Yeah.
I need like a barometer or something.
How campy is this on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah. This movie, definitely a 9.
Oh yeah, totally. Totally.
I mean, just the last sequence in general.
Oh, I quoted you in these notes.
Oh my goodness.
So when they were talking about a morality club picnic, and you said, I said I should start that. And then you said it's a funeral for all of their fun. Wanted to share.
Wait, was there any other quotes of me in there, or is it that just the one?
That's the only quote I have of you.
Oh, okay.
But I did write that one.
Love it,
But
but it
right
was
after
true.
it, I have the quote, "You could have worn out a mechanical bull."
I don't, that was just such a weird thing for him to say. It was like, I'm like, okay, what do I do with that information? Thank you?
Yeah.
Do I say thank you? Do I leave? What?
It's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, also, let's see, what other quotes did I have down here? Oh, I wrote down like the end of a sentence that Elvira said when she said, "Even if I hang myself in the oven." And I was like, "How does one hang themselves in the oven?"
I'm sure she would find a way.
True.
I trust her.
I also wrote down, "Excuse me, is this face taken?"
So
Because that was like such a great. I was like, they got away with that in an 80s movie? I'm like, that is so like now. That's such a now thing to say.
It really is, yeah.
If
Wow.
only they knew that they were really making that one specific scene for 20 somethings in the 2010s.
Ahead of its time.
It really was. It was a good 30 years ahead of its time.
It got there eventually.
True. What would you rate this one?
8 out of 10.
I agree.
I had a grand time.
We're in agreement on this one.
Just this one. Well, I feel like it was a really great one to end on.
True. I wanted to end on a high. Well, I told you I was like, we have to watch this one when the sun goes down because,
Yeah,
you know,
spooky.
yeah. Well, it's just not as fun in the daytime.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
But you know, next time we'll find something more. Well, I'm excited for us to do this Roswell watch because I've never seen Roswell.
I have seen parts, but I've never seen it from the beginning. Because I watched it with some friends who were, I don't, okay, I. It was either like 5 episodes in the first season or it was like the third season. I don't remember which.
So you're all over the place. You're like, it could have been, I could
It's true.
have.
I mean, I could probably ask them and be like, do you remember what season we watched this at? But I watched like 4 episodes, I think, with them. Oh, wait, no. Okay. I think what happened is I watched a few episodes with them and then time passed and I watched a few more like a season or two later. So that's why. So it's
Ah.
very spotty. So I've seen it, but I have not seen it from the beginning and I've been wanting to, so.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I agree because I definitely have not I have not seen any of it really.
Well, that reboot is coming, so.
Yeah, I think I've only seen like the first 10 minutes and then I turned it off because I was just like, I don't know if I can do this.
It's like a lot. It's a time, let me tell you. I think my favorite part is the theme song.
Yeah, which you talked about in your podcast.
I did, because I love it so much. Because when I first watched it with them, I think I came in mid-episode, and so I watched a while. And then the next episode started, the theme sync comp came on, and I almost lost it. Because I'm like, I wasn't prepared.
I was not prepared. While everyone else is just sitting in the room, like, chilling out, you're all like, oh my god!
Yeah, basically. I was excited, though. I think it's great. I get excited every time it comes on, because I love that song.
Ugh, classic. I mean, who doesn't love a good Dido?
Exactly.
So that'll be coming up. I mean, we have another thing in between, which I don't want to spoil it, because it's going to be a surprise. Whee! Oh. Surprises. I mean, I'm all about surprises. That's, like, my whole thing.
It's true.
But,
it's a surprise.
It's my thing. I'm off topic, but on brand.
Love it.
But, you know, come back and chill with us sometime, guys. As always, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.